I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's C-Sparky, 5 for 55 past the hour. Time for another Milwaukee Sports Time. I'm broadcast live from the Wendy's Studios. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Get yourself a free Frosty within 24 hours at any participating Wisconsin Wendy's. Joining us now, he is our guy, Chad Ryder from NFL.com, draft analyst, always a fan favorite, including a favorite of mine. Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show said, not saying never to being possibly going and playing for another football team, whether that be through trade or whatever. With that being said, the Packers got a first and second for Devontae Adams from the Las Vegas Raiders. If they were to trade in Aaron Rodgers, what type of draft compensation do you think would be fair for the Packers?
Well, Denver gave up 2 firsts, 2 seconds, a fifth, and 3 players, I think, is the how that works for to Seattle for Russell Wilson. So I think you would be looking for something a little closer to that than a first and a second, even though Rodgers at the end of his career, certainly he's going to be better than Wilson was this year in Denver. And if the Green Bay can somehow figure out the cap situation from a trade like that, which I think would be an enormous hit, then they would be asking for a lot more than that, I think.
I mean, think about this, though. Like, the reason it comes up is because Nathaniel Hackett, you know, the former head coach of the Denver Broncos, interviewing with the New York Jets for the offensive coordinator position. Rodgers has turned out to be more like Brett as far as being an attention seeker at the end of his career. Brett ends up going to the Jets. They're not all that happy with Zach Wilson, I don't think, in New York. And even if you just add a first and a second round pick next year, which would be 13 and 43 to what the Packers already have at 15, 45, and 78, I mean, you're talking about making a huge upgrade to this roster.
Well, if that was, let's just say he would get traded to the Jets, the Titans, there's a lot of teams in the top half of the first round that could go for a guy like Rodgers. Even if they believe in Jordan Love, great. But if they don't, even if they don't believe in Jordan Love, if they like Anthony Richardson, Will Levis, C.J. Stroud, I mean, you can move up from 15 to 10, which I think the Packers will do anyway. So I think they could package some of these picks and even move up if they like one of these quarterbacks enough to take them. So there's a lot of possibilities there.
Wait a second. Hold on. Rewind. I caught what you just said. You're telling me you think they're going to move up and get a quarterback possibly?
No. I'm saying if Rodgers stays, they're going to move up and get a weapon for him. But if they move Rodgers, then they can do some other things if they like one of these other quarterbacks.
Gotcha.
But I think if Rodgers stays, they're in a great position to move up and get one of the top weapons in the draft on offense.
Let's talk about it. They're not going to take a tight end. They're not moving up to take a tight end. They'll take a tight end, but not up farther up than where they are right now. Mayer at Notre Dame,
I
obviously.
I think that's true.
You think they move up for Mayer?
I think they could very well move up for Michael Mayer or for Jordan Addison out of USC would be another one that they could move up for, who's going to go in that 10 range just like Garrett Wilson did last year. Michael Mayer is the best football player out of all the skill position players in this draft, not just receiver, like football player. So I think that's very much in play for them.
Holy cow. Like, for me, I think of a tight end, and if I'm taking a tight end, then In my mind, I want it to be closer to, say, like a Kyle Pitts, right? A guy that can stretch the defense and so forth. Mayer, as they like to call him, is Baby Gronk. More physical, way better blocker, obviously, than Pitts. I don't know if he stretches the field as well as Pitts does necessarily. What would be your read on Mayer as far as what he can provide for this Packers offense specifically?
The Packers' best offense was when Robert Tonyan was a major factor in the red zone, moving the chains, and Mayer is a much more talented player. I think you can line him up in the slot. I think he is a major problem for linebackers and safeties and nickel corners with his size and physicality. I think he adjusts to the ball down the seam as well as any tight end I've seen in recent history. I just think he's an excellent player. And you have Christian Watson for the different role on the outside. And you can find another MVS or somebody a little bit later in the draft for more of a speed guy. But I think Mayer is just an outstanding player. Rhyme intended there. And if TJ Hockenson goes top 10, don't tell me Michael Mayer doesn't deserve to go top 10. Because he's just a great player. Look what the Ravens did with Mark Andrews in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they had nobody on the outside. And Mark Andrews is legit out there. And Mayer is that kind of player. So I really think he's in the mix. The other thing is the Titans pick 11. And I think the Titans would love to have a guy like Mayer. So it would might take a trade up from somebody to go ahead of Tennessee to get him.
I gotta tell you, I'm more and more fascinated with one specific player that I'm falling in love with, and maybe you haven't. Brian Breesy, I think is how you say it, the defensive tackle from Clemson. I just think him on this defensive line with Wyatt and Clark, TJ Slayton, yeah, and so forth, I think really helps this defensive line.
The problem is he hasn't been able to stay healthy.
Right. Well, that's the Packers don't mind that. They haven't minded that for a decade.
You're still having Justin Harrell flashbacks, aren't you?
Oh, there's so many of them. Mike Neal? I mean, there's so many.
Yeah. But, I mean, look, he's a legitimate player. I mean, you put him at 5-tech, right? He is a perfect fit there. And he is like Dean Lowry I don't want to say on steroids because that's not what I'm saying. But, you know, again, much more talented version of a guy who's going to give you everything he's got in every snap, more athletic. He would be a fantastic fit with them. Absolutely. But again, the injury issue. And if you don't like the Packers have picked some of these guys in the past. Now the other guy who's very interesting is Lucas Van Ness from Iowa. He is one of these guys that is only going to get better. And he would be a great fit as a 5-tech in the top half of the first round.
Put me down for John Dorsey, wherever John Dorsey is. If he stays in Detroit, he loves his Iowa guys, so I wouldn't be surprised if Detroit takes him. Okay, let's talk about another guy that's right there middle of the first round, Tyree Wilson, the edge from Texas Tech. I think a lot of people think that they need to continue to add guys like that moving forward here after you saw what happened with Rashawn Gary. Now, again, Angabare played really well. Hollins, who they picked up from the Rams, played well, but you can never have enough of those guys in this defense.
Yeah, that's right. And Tyree was either my one or two top Senior Bowl guy, from the start of the year. So it's not surprising to me. People are talking top 10, top half of the first round for that guy. He's very talented, very long, plays tough. Again, had a bit of an injury at the end of the year, but it wasn't anything too serious with his foot. So he should be fine. He should put out a good workout combine, look good, look healthy. He's got good tape, really good, A&M recruit, so he's been a highly regarded player for a long time. And he's a guy that you could stand up or you could play him with his hand on the ground, too. So he's got a versatility to him that a lot of teams are going to like.
This team needs a safety in the worst way. I forever have not been a fan of drafting a safety in the first round. The one year I did get excited was Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, and obviously that didn't work out as well as everybody thought. But another guy that can probably play safety or corner is Brian Branch from Alabama that everybody seems to love, a tackling machine. Is he worthy of a pick in the middle of the first round for the Pack?
Yeah, and he's going to go somewhere between where Minkah Fitzpatrick went, I think it was 11 to Pittsburgh, and the middle of the first round. There's like the Eagles would look at him. The Packers should look at him. He's the best And this is a defense in Alabama that has Henry Toto, who's a really good player.
Love him.
And some really talented guys on the defensive line. Branch is the best football player out of the whole group. And so he's going to be in that, I think, 10 to 15 area. I think that's where he's going to go.
Let's talk about offensive tackles, because this team has to make up its mind what they're going to do with the right tackle. And if the left side is fixed, Bakhtiari stays, Jenkins stays, okay, you're fine there. If running is your long-term solution, if that's what you think at right guard, fine. I think Zach Tom may be a better fit, but either way. Or does Zach Tom become the right tackle, or do you draft a right tackle? Because I don't know if Yosh Nijman necessarily is the answer, and they have a decision to make there. Is there offensive tackle there worth taking in, say, the second round for the Green Bay Packers? I'm not sure that'll happen in the first round.
Yeah, I don't see that in the first either. I don't think the value is there. I think it's in round two or three. You've actually got quite a few guys. You've got Ryan Hayes out of Michigan, who played left tackle there. He could easily play right tackle. Wanye Morris out of Oklahoma, who was named after the Boys to Men guy.
But oh, my group.
Not related. And then Brace Freeland from BYU. Matthew Bergeron played left tackle this year for Syracuse, but he played right tackle, and he's probably a better fit there. So there's many options for them in the second or third round if they decide to go, which I think would be a smart move.
All right, let's talk about running back, because on Curtin Law on the podcast, Ryan Horvath and I do, we were talking about this on the Wednesday edition about Aaron Jones. And I just said in passing, well, you got to figure out a way to keep Aaron Jones. Let's move forward. He's not as sold necessarily on keeping Aaron Jones, instead of wanting to use that money elsewhere and just go draft another running back to complement A.J. Dillon. If they were to go that route, who are good value guys that can kind of help to fill the role of Aaron Jones?
Yeah, there's a ton of guys that are going to be available on day three and after the draft, frankly. Chris Smith from Louisiana, another Louisiana guy like Elijah Mitchell is going to be in that category. Now the thing is that the dual threat that Aaron Jones is a little more difficult to get. So you might have to use like a fourth round pick on a guy like Xavier Valladay from Arizona State, transferred there from Wyoming, kind of similar to Rashad White, who's done some good things in his first year in the NFL. So that kind of guy could be there. If you really want to go small, you go Deuce Vaughn from Kansas State. Fantastic player. He's not as big as Jones, but he's very tough and he's a very good player. Somebody's going to pick him in the fourth, fifth round and be very happy with him. Tyjae Spears from Tulane, another guy who's going to be in that third, fourth round area. They could go that direction if they want. And so there's going to be a ton of different guys. And later in the draft, you're not going to get quite as explosive necessarily. Keaton Mitchell, who's at East Carolina, smaller back, but might be that kind of explosive guy in the sixth, seventh round. So there's a few options for him.
So it sounds like you're okay if they decided to move on from Aaron Jones, like Ryan Horvath.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, the thing with giving running backs a second contract is difficult just because of the injury situation. Love Aaron Jones as a player. Love him as a player. Can he stay healthy? And frankly, how many? There's only so many touches that you can give a running back in the NFL this year, at this time. You've got A.J. Dillon. You used a second-round pick on him. You can find another guy that is going to fill. You can sign like three or four running backs. And you need three or four running backs anyway, right, just because of the health issue. You need to be able to move these. So if they can work on that cap, maybe lessen that cap a little bit for Aaron, that would be great. But if it doesn't work out that way and he ends up, they have to make a move, then I think you have to do what you have to do.
He is Chad Ryder, and again, follow him, NFL.com, and Senior Bowl coverage galore for you guys coming up, right?
Yeah, it's getting to be first the Shrine Game comes up. Well, actually, two things. The NFLPA Collegiate Bowl this week, then the Shrine Game after that, and the Senior Bowl after that. We got three All-Star games on NFL Network. All got guys that you're going to see play in the future in the NFL, so check them out.
Follow him on Twitter at Chad_Ryder. Chad, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
You bet, Sparky.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.